Hemingway and his own writing journey. It was the first week of December 1922. Ernest Hemingway was just a 23-year-old writer making ends meet as a journalist for the Toronto Daily Star. He was on an assignment in Lausanne, Switzerland, covering the Geneva Peace Conference. His wife, of just 1 year at the time, Elizabeth Hadley Richardson, was back in Paris nursing a cold. Hemingway missed her and suggested that she join him in Lausanne. As she packed for the trip, she decided to bring all of Hemingway's works in progress with her. Hemingway had just met successful author Lincoln Steffens. Perhaps Hemingway could share the work with Steffens and continue writing during his time on assignment. She packed all of his manuscripts into an overnight suitcase. Her horrible mistake was including the carbon copies of each manuscript, original carbon copies that worked as insurance for any possible lost drafts. She boarded her train, settled into her seat, and stowed her bags. She went to buy water before the train left the station. When she returned, the small overnight suitcase was gone. Distraught, she worked with the conductor to search the train for the suitcase. Nothing. She cried the whole 8-hour train ride. When she arrived, Hemingway found her in tears, with no clue as to what could be causing such an emotional breakdown. Then she told him what had happened. He wrote in a movable feast, "I had never seen anyone hurt by a thing other than death or unbearable suffering, except Hadley, when she told me about the things being done. She had cried and cried and could not tell me. I told her that no matter what the dreadful thing was that had happened, nothing could be that bad, and whatever it was all right and not to worry. We could work it out. Then, finally, she told me. I was sure she could not have brought the carbons too, and I hired someone to cover for me on my newspaper job and took the train for Paris. It was true, all right, and I remember what I did in the night after I let myself into the flat and found it was true. It was unclear what had happened in the flat. Regardless, his work was gone." It's important to remember that at this time in his life, Hemingway was not the successful writer he would soon become. None of his work had been published yet, and all that was left in Paris was two short stories. Everything else was gone. Despite losing all of his work, Hemingway continued on. This tragic turn of events could have derailed his drive to write. He wasn't getting any of his stories published, and he just had the universe seemingly tell him that maybe he should consider another line of work other than writing books and short stories. Instead of relenting to an unfortunate turn of events, Hemingway changed his writing style to make up for time constraints by writing shorter sentences, cleaner paragraphs, and more readable prose. This allowed him to write faster. Just 4 years later, he would publish the bestseller The Sun Also Rises, and the rest is literary history.